If you talk to kids in a highly gifted class, you'll probably hear stories like this.
When I was in kindergarten, I was such a high reading level that I had to borrow books from like the second grade classroom when I was in.
The work was usually really easy and I could like finish in like about 5 minutes or less.
So as soon as I got to this school in first grade, I actually felt challenged for once.
Those are fifth graders in Seattle Public Schools' Highly Capable Cohort, or HCC. That's what the district calls its program for kids who work 2 years or more ahead of their grade. But more people are getting worried about how little diversity there is in the highly gifted program. For KUOW's racial inequity team, Ann Dornfeld has the story.
Does that mean round?
Yep. Thurgood Marshall Elementary School is in Seattle's Judkins Park neighborhood. The school is named after the first black justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. As a lawyer, Thurgood Marshall had successfully argued the landmark school desegregation case Brown v. Board of Education before the High Court. If Justice Marshall were alive today, he'd probably find this school's demographics encouraging. It has about the same racial mix as the overall school district. But if Marshall peered into a few classrooms at his namesake school, he wouldn't like what he'd see.
We have a school that is two-thirds highly capable students, and most students are white in that group. And then we have our neighborhood program, which are general education students, just like at any school. And they are largely students of color, almost exclusively in some classes.
Katie May is principal at Thurgood Marshall. It's one of the 7 Seattle elementary and middle schools with HCC programs. Overall, last year, HCC was only 1% black, even though the district was 16% black. Latino, Native American, and Pacific Islander students are underrepresented, too. There are a lot of reasons behind these disparities. A big one is how kids get identified as gifted. A lot of parents don't know what to look for. May says teachers don't always know either.
So we might think of, oh, a student who's gifted always has the answer and always has their hand in the air and they have a lot to say. But in every culture, that may not be the way kids are expected to act in school.
Some cultures encourage kids to be quiet and reserved. Racial bias plays a role, too. A white kid who talks a lot and goofs off can be seen as precocious. A black kid who acts the same might be seen as a troublemaker. A recent study found that black students are 3 times more likely to be identified as gifted by a black teacher. But most of the teachers in Seattle are white. Even families of color who do consider HCC often rule it out.
My daughter is a biracial black child. My ex-husband is white.
Juanita Rick's daughter Alexandra tested into the highly gifted program. So they toured the middle school she would attend, Washington, in the Central District. Rick says it seemed like a great program. But she and her husband were disturbed by the fact that the gifted classes were almost entirely white and Asian, while the rest of the school was mostly black kids.
And realizing that that would be the experience of our brown daughter being in this exclusive group and how that might leave her with some questions about how her identity sort of fit with where she was and where she wasn't.
Ricks and her husband decided to send Alexandra to their racially diverse neighborhood school instead. Stephen Martin is the head of Seattle Public Schools' Advanced Learning Department. He says the district has been making a lot of efforts in the past few years to address the racial disparities in its gifted programs. It recently started screening every second grader in low-income schools.
I would say that's one of the major changes that have been made in the last few years. A lot more outreach to schools, a lot more professional development.
Martin says the district is training teachers to better identify students of color who might qualify for gifted classes. But even if students are referred for testing, Martin acknowledges that getting kids to the test can be a challenge for low-income families because it's only offered on weekends and only at a few schools.
I would say testing is a big issue. It's a big problem in terms of getting 5,000 students evaluated within a very short window of time.
Another issue is the huge number of white students who get in through an expensive back channel. Take a recent testing window. 1/4 of all students got in through an appeals process. They didn't score high enough on the district test, so they got private testing at a cost of up to $1,200. The district offers free individual testing to low-income families who want to appeal, but last year only 10 kids took advantage of it. Despite the district's efforts, diversity in the gifted program has grown only slightly in recent years. That frustrates Devin Bruckner. Her family is white, and her son is an HCC at Thurgood Marshall.
Once I actually got into the school and my son was in the program, I realized it was
more extreme and even less diverse than I had imagined.
Bruckner is part of a group of parents who are working to improve racial equity in the Highly Gifted program. She says the district isn't moving nearly fast enough to diversify HCC. Her group is calling on the district to take more steps toward equity, including some that other districts around the country have used in their gifted programs, like universal testing of all second graders and more deliberate recruitment of underrepresented students.
The district can talk to teachers and principals and community center members to learn what students might be a great fit for this program, and then the district can call those families and invite them to apply.
Bruckner says without more action, the district's stated commitment to racial equity is meaningless.
I believe institutional racism is a real thing, and it requires people taking their time and putting in effort to try to dismantle it.
Bruckner says a more diverse gifted program would benefit not only kids of color, but also white students like her son. Fellow mother Juanita Ricks agrees.
They would benefit from the opportunity to be in racially integrated experiences where they saw high-achieving, aspirant, young brown children who would be their peers, who would do well on exams, would best them at tests sometimes and not best them at tests at other times. I think that they would, as well as we would, benefit from the opportunities for a more racially integrated educational experience.
I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.